I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Segment of Ben Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart, and our 8 o'clock hour will be highlighted by a visit from the Padres chairman, Peter Seidler, who will join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. That's coming up in a little over 20 minutes or so. We're kind of going to break with format a little bit to get to the interview early so we can take our time with Peter. Don't rush anything. And then still have a little time maybe on the back end before the show is over to react to a few things that he said. And obviously tomorrow we'll continue the reaction on our Tuesday show, Woods. But I'm looking forward to it. I've always enjoyed my off-the-air conversations with Peter. Now, obviously, with everything that's going on, this is an important one for us here today.
Yeah, it is. It's I'm excited, man. I was laying in bed last night thinking about it, and it's always good to hear it, you know, from the guy that makes the decisions. The guy I think that the buck truly stops with in the Padres organization. We talked about it a little bit last week about what that must feel like. I mean, everybody was saying, you know, including the manager, including the general manager, everyone was kind of preaching patience. We're going to be fine. You know, we've got a big lead. We're going to be a playoff team. And then, Ben, it all went down the drain, obviously. And then for me at least, I've been watching so much of these playoffs, and I look at these playoffs and these rosters and how they're constructed, and it just makes a pit in my stomach. Because I look at what we've got, and I look at what they've got, and it seems like the bridge is far. It
not,
seems like
not
it's
not at the
long.
Top, but it feels like a lot of these playoff teams have deeper pieces that they
keep.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the Chris Taylors who come off the bench, the Christian Vasquezes who hit walk-off home runs that you feel like the Padres are missing on that kind of the 7 to 12 spot on their roster. You know, not the best players, but
maybe even more than that, though. I mean, I'll take our 1 through 3 against anybody. Remember we had that note that Machado, Tatis, and Cronenworth accounted for like 77% of the Padres' runs. I'm good with those three, but I think there's a pretty significant drop-off.
Yeah, that's fair. Four down after that, yeah. You need better.
Which is a lot. That's a lot of need.
That's a hell of a drop right there.
It's a lot of need. And again, you know, watching these teams, man, watching these guys step up, watching Houston being able to run Kyle Tucker out there in their 7-hole, I mean, it's staggering. And again, a lot of homegrown guys on every team, a lot of Padres, former Padres on every team, seemingly.
I will remind everybody, though, that the season ends in disappointment for all but one team.
I understand.
And you have the Giants and the Dodgers, who have both now won 108 games this season to this point. One of them is going to lose tonight. And their season will be on the brink of ending. And one of their two seasons will end in the next 3 days.
Here's the difference, though, for me. I look at both of those teams and I go, oh, yeah, they'll be back. They'll be back. Therein lies the difference. There's a lot of these teams I look at in the postseason, Ben, and I
the
go...
The Dodgers, for sure. The Giants have a lot of moves to make in the offseason.
They do.
And if they make right moves again, they'll be right back. If they make wrong moves, then they'll take a step back.
I don't know. I believe that they are heading in the right direction, obviously. I mean, again, this was a bit of an anomaly, but they're still, they went out and they handled business in game one, shut out the Dodgers. They got smoked in game two. But do you really feel like with Farhan, you know, at the controls, with all the money coming off the books, the moves that, that he already made, the players, the system that all these guys have bought into, do you feel like it's going to go backwards?
Who do you like tonight? Alex Wood, Max Scherzer, I mean, Dodger Stadium. I mean, you kind of like where the Dodgers are sitting right now. You know, tied 1-1, but coming home with their ace on the mound. You like where they're sitting after all these wins and what a great season. I don't necessarily love the Giants' position right now.
But we can't do anything about 21. I'm talking about 22. Do we think that the Giants are going to regress to a 79-win team? I don't. I think they have the right pieces in place. Kapler, they've clearly bought into whatever he's selling. And so they've done everything right. That's what gives me a lot of pause. I watch the Astros. I watch the Red Sox even. I mean, again,
Let me turn it around, though.
Okay.
I kind of like having teams to chase that are good in your division. I remember in the mid-2000s when the Padres made the playoffs, and there was no one good in the NL West. They won the division with like 83 wins one year. But that, you know, that doesn't push you to be better. Yeah, they were satisfied then. Oh, well, win the 87 games, we'll go to the playoffs. We'll lose in the first round of the Cardinals. That's not what we're going for here.
No.
You should be pushed, and because you have to be pushed in the regular season, I think that will make you better when you finally do get to the playoffs, hopefully. Now, obviously, it's harder to get there. When you're in a division with two, you know, 100-plus game winners, that makes it really tough to get there, but they just have to be better. And, you know, they have to be the best in the offseason, and then hire the right manager, make the right moves. They know that.
It's a lot, though, man. Yeah. It is. And you look at how deep some of these teams' bullpens are, and you look at these guys coming in the 7th, 8th, 9th innings for Tampa and, hell, even Boston, and go up and down. You know, go up and down all of these teams right now. It's crazy. And a lot of them old Padres scrap heap guys. It's bananas what you're seeing.
Peter Seidler coming up in about 15 minutes. Before that, let's get to some other headlines from the weekend as we welcome back Paul Reindl with a new edition of the Reindl Report.
With our edition, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Reindl Report with Paul Reindl.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Reindl Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
Now, we did not do the Klug Report when you were gone. Adam does not like the microphone.
He doesn't.
He hates talking on the air.
Probably because you're going to just kick him in the
face. Yeah, because I'll just roast him every time he does.
Every single
time. Pipe down over there, Adam.
Oh, well, it's good to be back. We will start off in the NFL. We haven't gotten to this one yet, but Dan Campbell, who's, you know, is he a good coach? I don't know. The jury's still out on that, but the head coach of the Lions is certainly one of the more colorful coaches. Of course, you remember his introductory press conference, right?
One of the best. We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
Gets me every single time.
It kills me. It's so good.
They haven't gotten up yet. They're 0-5.
They're working on it.
They're fighting,
on getting back up.
This murdered me yesterday.
Lions fell to 0-5, and Dan Campbell stepped up to the podium yesterday, and he was emotional. I mean, not just like a little, like eyes starting to well up. I mean, he was full on like sobbing. Here's a little snip from Dan Campbell's press conference after yesterday's loss for the Lions.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it. You know, and there again, credit Minnesota, but, you know, we made the one mistake that cost us, you know, and so ultimately, you know, we didn't do enough to win, but I was proud of them, and I love the fight they have in them, and I love the grit.
Bro, I'll play for that guy today. I love that. I really do. And I laughed at his introductory press conference. It's so 1984 football coach.
Right.
But dude, that's a dad right there. That's a dad. That's how you feel if your son, you know, does something that not disappoints you, but tries so hard and he doesn't come through. Man, I loved it. I thought it was a really sweet moment. Am I wrong here?
They lost 19-17, and they went to 0-5. They're the first team in NFL history to lose twice in a season on 50-yard field goals on the final play of regulation.
Ouch! How do you feel, so, Ben? Do you like it, or do you think it's... Are you going to be the guy that says, nah, I need my head coach to put on a little braver face?
Oh, no, I don't mind the emotion.
I love the emotion.
I think that's fine. I just worry... Are they going to be the last team to win a game this year? So the Jags and the Lions are the only 0-5 teams. Yeah. Jags go to London this week to play the Dolphins. Then they have to go to the Seahawks and face the Bills the next 2 weeks. So if they don't win this week, they're staring at 0-8 right in the face. That's the Jags. The Lions, though, it doesn't look that good either. They play the Bengals this week. It's at home. Maybe they get them. But then it's at the Rams and against the Eagles. So, I mean, there's not a lot of easy wins coming up for either of those teams.
Kathy just DM'd us and said, I'm sorry, but I still think Dan Campbell sounds like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Give me a little more of that, Paulie.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. Frederica and when you knock Bimble, us down...
great big fat person.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Thanks a lot.
All right, and we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
He just bite a kneecap.
All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down.
My own suit out of their skin. Continue. Thanks for ruining that for me forever, Kathy.
Oh, and in college football, we have a new number one at top of the top 25 poll. Georgia moved up to number 21.
My God, I thought we escaped the Georgia talk after the last 7 days with Adam here.
Oh, God, man.
Is that all he was just shoving?
He just loves talking anything Atlanta.
So Georgia, the new number one. Alabama dropped to number 5 after losing to Texas A&M over the weekend.
Don't worry, if they keep winning, even if everyone above them, like Cincinnati, stays undefeated, somehow in the last week, miraculously, Alabama will jump back into the top 4 in the playoffs.
And they probably should. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
is an 11-1 Alabama team still
better than an undefeated Cincinnati team?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Let's not let our judgment get clouded here. If they lose, if this is the only game they lose, they still deserve
to
be in.
They win the SEC.
Yes.
They go on. Yeah, they'll be in the playoffs.
It's a no-brainer.
Locally, San Diego State moved up one spot, 5-0 for the Aztecs, and they are now number 24.
Sounds more legitimate than being right on the edge.
Yes,
25.
It does.
24, you're solidly in.
Solidly in the top 25.
Well, and didn't they get into the top 25 by just not even playing?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
So, nice to get a win.
And they're in both polls now. They weren't in the coaches' poll. Now they're in both polls at number 24. Got some tougher games coming up. They got to go to San Jose State. They play Friday night this week. A little Friday night primetime action.
I like it.
The whole country to witness. The Aztecs try to go to 6-0 this week against the Spartans.
And finally, Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday gave the stamp of approval for trick-or-treating this year.
All right.
It was still labeled a very high risk this time last year with the pandemic going on, but... He said over the weekend, you can get out there. You're outdoors for the most part. Enjoy it. It's time that children love. And it's a very important part of the year for the children. He goes, I know my kids enjoyed it. So, Woodsy, you have no worries this year. Trick-or-treating is a go.
I'm excited about it.
Aren't doctors supposed to tell us, though, that candy isn't good for us?
No, there's marijuana. It's all laced with marijuana.
People seem to think that there are people out there that just want to give their
drugs away.
Weed gummies out to kids.
No, remember when we were kids and everyone was afraid of razor blades?
Yes. Candy? Boy, my parents never checked my bag. So I don't know if my parents didn't love me or they just they didn't believe all the BS that was going around at the time. But yeah,
my mom was very suspicious of the Reese's candy. That was the only one that she would want to look at.
Oh, because she would eat it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
she would take it from you.
Yeah, every single one.
I got to stay away this year, man. It's bad. If there's snacks around, I eat them.
You like, what do you like, Mounds?
Love Mounds. Oh, Almond Joy. So good.
That's the creepiest
Easy,
candy bar.
Milano lover. You literally have a van.
You know they have a Trader Joe's version that might be even better. Yes, I tried them. They're really, really good.
Of Milano's?
Yeah, but they're circular, so they're not as creepy looking.
Those little flat.
They're not fingers. They're just circles.
Disgusting.
Same cookie, but circles. Much less creepy, Woods. Maybe you should try those.
No, I don't. I'll pass.
All right.
Here we go.
Rindle Report.
It's
back.
On now.
The Rindle Report is back. We've got Peter Seidler coming up. First, let me remind you, get ready for the Penske Lincoln Ben & Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour.
I'm going to bite your kneecap off, and then I'm going to smile at you.
All right, put your serious face on.
Oh, crap. All right.
Can't embarrass us. The chairman of the Padres. Right. Coming up next, after a disappointing season.
Professional journalism time.
Straight from the top, Peter Seidler coming up in mere minutes with Ben & Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This hour of Ben & Woods brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Vons and Albertsons and save on local favorites like California-grown red, green, or black seedless grapes. Right now, a great deal at just 88 cents a pound with digital coupon on Vons or Albertsons.com. Offer valid through October 12th. Just minutes away from Peter Seidler joining us. Woods, are you going to try to watch all four playoff games today? Monday quadruple headers of baseball are not common.
I got,
that's for sure.
I got all four in on Friday. And it was delightful. I was a lazy turd this weekend. Watched so much sports. I watched a ton of baseball on Friday, and then Saturday played a little ball. Watched a little college football Sunday. Watched a lot of NFL. Watched the two baseball games. I can't get enough. I'm counting the minutes until this playoff series starts. I'm watching Chicago last night go bananas, and it just filled me with this sense of want and this full sense of envy and jealousy how they're raging right now on the South Side.
I think that's one of the things that
it's tough
has made us all so disappointed as Padres fans. the atmosphere at Petco Park was so electric this year
that
we all wanted to see what would it be like for, you know, like a 6:30 p.m. playoff start, maybe at like a game five or a game seven at Petco Park with the Padres fans jammed in there.
Benny,
the electricity in that building just would have been so off the chart. And I just feel like, well, we all just felt like we got deprived of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were expecting it and looking forward to it this year.
There's no question. There's no question. And I mean, I'm talking about Friday night games in April and May were just electric. Paulie, you went to a ton of Friday night games.
Dude, they were unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So
what
much
an
fun.
Atmosphere.
Didn't matter the circumstances.
This is a baseball town through and through. And I think that's, you know, that's my most disappointing thing is we were all expecting to be watching our guys in it right now. And I know the owner probably feels the exact same way. It's got to be tough for him at the top. You know, writing those checks, Benny, it can't be easy.
It's also a vulnerable feeling knowing a huge game and one bad break. I mean, we've seen a couple of them. They go against you, and it can just be devastating this time of year.
I mean, imagine if we were in freaking Tampa Bay this morning
you're a Rays
on the radio.
Fan and how that
just
game
livid.
Ended.
Yeah, you're livid.
I don't know what do you even say to the fan base, because it obviously felt so unfair the way that shook out. Even though they applied the rules correctly as written, it just felt wrong to take that run away from the Rays last night. It felt against what the spirit of baseball should have been in that situation. But you don't umpire based on what feels fair. You umpire based on what's written down in a rule book. And clearly, that's what was written down in the rule
book. It's so tough to swallow. It's so tough to swallow if you're those guys. But no, it's just I'll never not watch the playoffs. It's my favorite sporting event. Like, the playoffs in baseball are just the best that you can offer. It's teams that are usually pretty evenly matched, throwing everything but the kitchen sink at, you know, trying to win a ball game. I think it's so fascinating. The three batter rule just really, like, I hate it during the regular season. Dude, my mind starts spinning like crazy, Ben, when I'm watching these playoff games, going, oh, yeah, if they go to him, he's going to have to see three batters. Hansel Robles last night for the Red Sox. You know, you got a little nervous there if you were a Sox fan, but oh, my Lord, it's high drama.
Well, obviously, the Padres are facing a critical decision as they look for a new manager and an offseason in which they're going to have to make some big choices as we head toward 2022. And joining us right now on Ben and Woods in our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, the owner and chairman of the San Diego Padres, Peter Seidler, is with us. Peter, it's great to have you on this morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be on. I wish we were in the mix right now, but it is a great day for baseball today. In about 90 minutes, we can watch four games all day long, and I'm looking forward to that. It kind of, a little bit of pain watching him, but I do enjoy it, and there's a lot of excellent baseball to take in, of course.
Well, Peter, let me start. Let's get your perspective from the top. It's easy for fans watching in to say, I think this team has a culture problem. But as someone who is watching over this franchise, as you look both at your team, the clubhouse, at your front office, you know, AJ, his staff, how would you evaluate the culture of the San Diego Padres and its strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, when I evaluate things, I can't be caught up in the moment or, you know, recency bias, which is a phrase that gets used these days. You know, look back, you know, precisely 1 year ago, our culture looked pretty darn good as we came back and beat the Cardinals to advance in the playoffs. And even, you know, look back into June when we were atop the baseball standings as exciting a team as has been seen in baseball for years and years. But of course, I also saw the wheels just come off the bus over the last few months of the season. And that's a huge disappointment to me. And it is throughout the organization. That said, I think there's some things within our culture, maybe particularly trust comes to mind, that we need, you know, we took a little bit of a step back this year, and we need to fully correct that. We will, and our eyes are focused on, making sure that the level of trust throughout the organization is what it should be. And you know, just one final thought that comes to mind when it comes to trust and culture and some things that seem, you know, kind of obvious. In my view, sometimes you have to say things out loud, instead of assuming that everybody gets it, that everybody assumes we're pulling on the same end of the rope or rowing in the right direction. And, I've said this in the past several days. One thing that comes to mind as it relates to the end of this season is our organization, and it starts with me, we let little molehills become mountains when it came to, little problems that could have been squashed and never heard from again. And I think, to me, that was maybe the most important lesson learned from this season, because by and large, we have a great culture. The people like working together. You talk about a great relationship and culture, the relationship between the fans and our players, it's remarkable and will only get better. But I think some things were missing this year. And, it's been several weeks now since we were eliminated from postseason possibilities. We get on things fast, and it, I can already see things quickly moving in the right direction. And, with every passing day, I just get more and more optimistic about the kind of ball club that we're going to have when we start the 22 season and the expectations that we will and should have and what we do from there.
We are talking to Peter Seidler, Padres chairman, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And going back to that what you said about trust, was that a general manager trust? Was that a player manager trust? Could you expand on that just a little bit more?
I think bits of it flowed throughout our organization. I think it's important from time to time, for me to talk to you or talk to the fans through you. I'm not going to pretend that it was, two little episodes and that was it. It's been widely reported that, and even though I don't like, the unnamed sources sure. article, I understand why they occur. And, one thing I believe is anytime you're criticized, or I'll personalize it, anytime over the course of my career where I've been criticized, I may really disagree with that criticism, but almost always, if not always, there are at least threads of truth in the criticism. And I think the first thing we need to do is own it. And whether that was manager, coach, coach, manager, player, that's I think what I said before, you got to say things out loud when there's a little bit of a lack of trust or you're starting the field a little bit. I think we could have done a better job this year getting people in the room and saying, this doesn't happen here, period. And have everybody kind of recommit to, why we're doing what we're doing. We've put a good team together. We've put a good organization together. But the reason we're doing that is to win a world championship for the city of San Diego. And that happens, in my opinion, only if everybody's really pulling in the same direction. We had it in a very strong way in 2019. We lost some of it last year. And, as I sit here today, I'm completely confident that we'll come back stronger than ever, having taken our lumps in 2020 and I'm sorry in 2021, and we'll be better than ever next year.
Peter, you gave a very strong endorsement to your general manager last week coming off this season. I think the word 100% was used regarding AJ Preller. Why do you still have such confidence in him? And since AJ himself said that he needs to be better, what areas do you feel like he could still improve at in his job?
So I've long believed any executive has to get better every year because the world moves fast. You know, the sports world moves fast, the business world moves fast. And even, you know, if you've had success in a year, the next year you always have to take it to the next level. And it is AJ's responsibility to put a team on the field and make sure the managers and coaches are the kind of people that can pull the best out of those players. And I think he does an excellent job at that. You know, we can look back with perfect hindsight and say the last two managers here only lasted 2 years. AJ doesn't like that. I don't like that. I was enthusiastic personally after the interviews with Jace. And let's remember, you know, Jace was number two in manager of the year voting last year. And this year, a lot of things just didn't go right. And, you know, we felt we needed to make a change in the manager's chair, despite the fact that there was all kinds of blame to go around. And as highly as, you know, both AJ and I think of Jace. So, which is why I hope he'll stay with the organization and he's thinking about it. But the multitude of things that a general manager needs to do well in that job, I think AJ is perfectly suited for it. And, you know, you're right. When something doesn't go well, he will take a step back and reflect on it and learn from it, as will I. But he will be the person that leads San Diego to the world championship that we talk a lot about. I really could not be more confident in that.
Wow. That's a super strong statement. And Peter, I got to imagine in your life, in your career, you've sat down and sat in on a lot of interviews. And the guy that comes in and says, you know, my greatest weakness, Peter, Mr. Seidler, is that I work too hard and I care too much. We've all heard that corny adage, right? I honestly, and I said it a few weeks ago, AJ Preller may be the only person that can say that and actually mean it. I really think that that's the case. Stories come out about the work that he does tirelessly. Would you like to see him maybe hone it in and focus a little bit more? We know he's got a great eye for talent. We know that. There's no question about it. Would you like to see him maybe hone it a little bit more and learn to delegate a little bit more and worry, I guess, about the major league roster more?
So I'll say this, when things don't go well, and with the very, very high expectations that we had heading into this season, they did not go well at the end. You know, what I've found is because of the bright public spotlight on professional sports, whether it's fans or media or that combination, other analysts, former executives, narratives get created, and from time to time they're correct and often they're not correct. But to say that AJ does not spend a lot of time on the major league roster is simply incorrect. You know, he knows, I know, that's the most important thing. I kind of disagree with the premise that he's hyper-focused on finding the next, you know, 17-year-old Roberto Clemente or something, as opposed to looking at our major league roster and being equally passionate. I think AJ's an example of an executive whose job entails both minor leagues and major leagues that can keep an eye on. He can juggle more than one ball.
Talking to Peter Seidler, the chairman of the Padres, here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Obviously, you're in the beginning stages of a managerial search. I'm sure that there's a lot of work going on right now, and I know you can't probably divulge too much, but you have said that you're looking for the right person for the job, whether it's an experienced major league manager or, as you said, the right 34-year-old. You just need the person who's going to be able to take the Padres to the next level. But you also mentioned that word trust. And as you guys look for someone who your major league roster
as it's composed now, someone that they can trust, does that not scream a little bit more for someone who has done it before? And how does that play into this search that's going on right now, Peter?
I think the short answer is yes. And trust is a great word. It's, you know, high on my list of when I interview manager candidates. It's what I'm looking for. And experience, of course, matters. But let me just kind of flip the coin and just talk with perspective on that. There are, in professional sports now, and, you know, maybe because I watched a few football games yesterday, it's pretty evident in football, but there are thriving coaches in their 30s in the NFL, where it was their first-time job. And in the baseball playoffs, there are thriving managers where it was their first-time job. And I think, because we hired first-time managers and they didn't work out the way we expected, we can't exclude any and all first-time managers. You know, it used to be talked about, you know, where's the creativity in professional sports?
True.
Why are the only managers hired retreads? You know, can't we get some fresh blood in here? So, you know, the pendulum swings on that. I would say it's more likely than not, given the value of experience, that we ultimately hire a manager that's got a healthy dose of experience. But if, you know, it's not a checklist item. It shouldn't be. It's a priority for us.
Yeah, I think that's a really fair answer, you know, to be sure. Talking to Peter Seidler, Padres chairman here on Ben and Woods. The last one from me, Mr. Seidler. If you look around the playoffs right now, and it sounds like you have been watching and, you know, kind of gritting your teeth, enjoying it as we all have right now.
True,
absolutely. You see a lot of analytically driven teams, especially those two in our division, you know, the Giants and Dodgers seemingly doing it as well, if not better than most. The Rays are another one. Are there plans, are there conversations going on at Petco Park right now about how to get better, spend more money, research, development, analytics, how to better deliver those messages and get buy-in from players at all levels about the use of analytics and data in the game of baseball?
So I'll give you my view from underneath the tent where I see this on a daily, weekly basis.
Sure.
We do believe in old school scouting and putting your eyes on a player and spending personal time with that player and getting to know their character, their passion for the game, their expectations of themselves, you know, how they are and have been through their, you know, going back to their teenage years going back to their teenage years in a lot of cases, like how was this player, you know, in travel ball? What did his teammates think of him? What did his manager think of him? The more you know personally about a player that you're going to rely on, the better. But again, I think it's a recent narrative that popped up that the Padres don't care about analytics or don't care about them as much as they should. And it seems to me it was just, you know, within the past year or two that people were kind of saying, oh, this, you know, why are the Padres shifting all the time? They just got a base hit, you know, where the player used to be. So I don't find that criticism to be accurate. I think, you know, in this off season, we're putting a spotlight on everything. You know, how can we scout better? How can we develop players better? How can we use analytics more effectively? But truly, we do that every year. We did that last year coming off a good season. We're doing it in a thorough yet similar way as we came off a disappointing season here. That's how I would address it. You know, it just seems to me in the past, like 2-3 months, you know, like somebody says it and then it gets run with as far as, oh, do these guys care enough about analytics? The short answer is we do, 100%.
Aren't narratives the best?
We're going to get you either way, Peter, no matter what, right? You realize that no matter what, we're going to get you either way. That's how we do it. I do have one last question about something that I know you don't really have any experience with here in San Diego, and that's dealing with baseball's luxury tax, which you're a lot closer to than you've ever been before, and obviously with moves to be made this offseason. How is that going to impact you? What's your kind of philosophy there? Because I know it gets more penal, you know, every year that you're over the limit. What's kind of the status there? And maybe kind of explain it to us all that don't really get it here in San Diego.
So the calculation for the luxury tax is quite complicated. In other words, we were, I think, number two in baseball in the luxury tax calculation, but we were number nine in cash payroll. And I'll give you a big example that hopefully makes it a little bit clearer. But when you sign a player like Tatis to a long-term contract, the luxury tax, the luxury tax number for every year is the average annual value of that contract. So even though Tatis's contract is backloaded, and our cash payments in the first year are much less than what it is going. Well, put it this way: our cash payment, as an example, to Tatis, is significantly less than the average annual value of his contract. So that's why we're. And it's not just Tatis's contract. There are others that fit into this calculation, but that's why we're number two and one and number nine in the other. I think the bottom line is, and this is one of the really heartening things that I see going on in San Diego, everybody sees, just the really special relationship between the players and the fans. People love this team. They love coming out to watch it, and the support we're getting from this city leads me to make the following statement, which is, we don't talk much about money. We talk a lot about how do we win a championship? What do we need? What kind of players do we need? As we head into this offseason, what do we have? You know, what are the best ways to get better? And I think, I haven't really yet met the fan that cares about how much we're spending as much as they care about how much we're winning. We're here to win. And by the time opening day rolls around next year, we'll be fully prepared to win.
It's fantastic. I think Ben was dancing around the question. He wants to know, will you double the payroll? That he didn't want to ask, and I'll wear it. Will you double what you spent this year next year, Peter? Just I'll get it out there.
Ben, maybe you and I will have a sidebar on that one, okay?
Yeah, I'll Woodsy, reach in your pocket for some of that?
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, he's a season ticket holder, Peter, so yes. He supports you. Congratulations, number two in attendance in baseball and in a shortened season with not even full capacity available the first couple of months was absolutely amazing, and we do look forward to that day where we got the playoffs at Petco Park. That electric atmosphere is going to be amazing. We appreciate you for your time this morning and answering questions from us.
And your candor, very much so.
Yeah, always, Peter. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you, guys. Talk soon.
Padres Chairman Peter Seidler on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Trust, that was a big...
It's a big one.
That was a big word. He is right that, when he phrased it, he said, hey, I mean, you hire a manager who has lots of experience. He's an old dog. You can't teach old dogs new tricks. Yeah. Where's the new ideas? Where's the new stuff? You hire a manager with no experience. It's like, where's the credibility? Where's the trust? That's why it's such a difficult game and a difficult job to fill. It's hard to find that perfect candidate that checks all the boxes.
Well, and he was right about the NFL. My God. I mean, I said it for years. It was retread after retread after retread every single year. They just shuffle these same guys around. And there's still a little bit of that going on in the NFL. But most of those guys get moved to coordinators and this and that. But you saw it a little bit in baseball. They brought Dusty Baker back to rescue the Astros from their massive scandal. They brought Tony La Russa back because the owner there
just really wanted to hire Tony La Russa, you know, and to lead those young guys.
But he did say, Peter did say, I would expect that based on everything, we are probably going to hire someone with big league managerial experience. And it sounds like he understands. Yeah, it'd be great to hire an up-and-coming manager, pair it with an up-and-coming roster, a guy who has a couple of years to establish that, you know, that credibility and trust with the roster. They grow together, and it turns into a sensation, and they win a lot of titles. Padres aren't in that situation, though. You're bringing in someone with a roster that's already been together, that's already built, and it's going to be hard for any rookie manager to come in and say, you know, trust me, I know, you know, this is going to work. Because if it doesn't right away, that's going to create a lot of skepticism. Whereas if you do hire an experienced manager, I think they just get a little more instant buy-in from a roster like the Padres have right now.
I agree with you. The other thing in there that I loved that he said was basically Ben talking about how, well, number one, you can tell he hates narratives, right? But the thing that he said early in the interview was, when I read criticism of me or the organization, there is often a shred of truth to it. Sometimes you read things and you're like, bro, that guy has no idea what he's talking about. None whatsoever. Sometimes you read a comment or something, you go, damn it. I guess I do that from time to time. You go to counseling with your wife or you go to therapy and you're like, yeah, yeah, you're right. That's why it hurts so badly. There's some things that he said that I didn't like, and there's some things he said that I really, really loved.
Well, no, there was
no middle ground.
I see what you're saying, because if someone's pushing the narrative that the Padres don't care about analytics, that, of course, is false. It's all a matter. It's a matter of degrees.
And it's a matter of delivery.
Implementation.
You can believe in it all you want. Adam could come in here today and say, here is a recipe to become the number one show in San Diego. This is the recipe. If you follow this recipe and you get out on time and you have good teases and whatever the hell he says, if we don't implement, we go, hey, thanks, man, appreciate the input, and we just do our show the way we want to do, which is what we would do anyway, whose fault is it, right? There's got to be some bridge.
You're not an analytically driven radio host.
I'm really not.
You host by gut.
Yes, I do.
You're driven by your gut.
100%.
Your experience and your gut, not analytics.
Do you guys listening for 3 hours a day want to come in and hear us do the same topic at 605, 705, and 805? Because that's what they want us to do, but I'm not going to do that. So you're absolutely right about that, Benny. There is I think the narrative is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.